In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the Gospel of this blessed Sunday, the Lord turned towards the multitude who followed him after he fed them from the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and made it clear for them that in order for them to be able to follow him, they have to fulfill certain requirements. And the beginning of these is to reject relationships and to hate even the dear people in my life and to hate even myself. Of course, as spiritual beings, we do not understand these words on the simple meaning that we should hate our relatives, our children. This is not what the Lord intended when he said this. But he meant that anything that would come between us and him, that we should choose him at all times. The good example is when our father Abraham was asked to offer his son. He did not pity himself or his son or think that I should not be doing this. My son is too dear to me and I cannot offer him as a sacrifice. But we see him taking his son and he was about to offer him. And as we know the story, the Lord hindered him at the last minute. So what does it mean for a person to hate himself in a spiritual sense? We all know that as humans, God formed us from the dust. He breathed into this dust and made it a soul. And we understand that every human being is composed of these 2 components. The earthly part, where we came from, and the heavenly part, where the breath of God was given to us. To hate oneself, meaning to be biased to the spiritual part of each one of us, and to be always against and rejecting the earthly or the carnal part in us. Let us review how we can do this, how a person can in a spiritual way be able to fulfill this requirement, to hate himself or his life in a spiritual sense, of course. First of all, in order for us to be able to hate the self, then we have to know what the self would favor, and then we will choose to go against it. Usually, we tend to justify ourselves. This is the tendency for all humans, that I want always to be seen as an innocent person, maybe to be perceived as a saint. But to hate self, meaning to bring this self into judgment. The right thief was able to come to admit his fault when he was able to judge himself in the presence of the Lord Christ. He said, answering to the left thief, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." This wise thief was able to judge himself, to come against the inclination of the self to justify itself, that I didn't do anything. He was able to justify God and judging himself that he deserved what he is going through, what he is suffering. That's why the people who are able to hate this self are those people who are able to offer a confession, to come and repent. Usually, we are so much concerned about the image of the self. I do not want to bring this self into judgment before Abuna or before whoever. So I want to keep it always in a good form, in a good shape. But if truly I will be able to hate the self, I can bring it into the sacrament of confession. And I come with myself as an accuser, not as a defender. I have done this. I transgressed the commandment of God in these ways. This is how the people would really hate the self, first of all, to bring it to judgment. To hate self also, meaning to accept the loss. I know that this command is totally against what we learn in our lives, in our schools, in our community, that I have always to gain, to accept a loss, to be treated unfairly. This is something that I wouldn't accept no matter what. But we learn something different from the scripture. Saint Paul says about this, but what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. He rejected himself by accepting to lose all things. This man, Saint Paul, was raised in a wealthy house. His father was able to buy for himself and for his family the Roman citizenship. He was educated as a Pharisee. He received the highest education in his time. He was talented. He was given everything to be an eminent figure among the Jewish community. But he counted all these as loss. He didn't even value any of them for the sake of the knowledge of Christ. To hate self, this self meaning that I would accept the loss. I would accept maybe I'm treated unjustly here. Maybe I'm not receiving from those people whom I'm expecting to treat me in a certain way, certain kind of treatment. That I would accept that instead of seeking some rest, I would go and I count this rest as loss in order to serve somebody else. This is again another factor in how we should be hating this self, that I would accept the loss without feeling like I am treated unjustly or why I should lose anything. This is not fair. The word that's used the most by most of the children is not fair. When life was fair. The third point in how a man can hate this self is to admit fault and accept rebuke. Again, this is something against the inclination of the self, that even if I am mistaken, I can come and say that I'm wrong. But to accept responsibility and take a rebuke and maybe bear consequence, this is too much. No, I wouldn't like that. Didn't I say I'm sorry? They should finish the whole thing. A very common conversation between parents and children when they are like caught in a mistake, and then you are wrong. Yes, I am. Then you have to bear consequence. Why didn't I say I'm sorry? As if things should finish here. Here, look at a king, the most eminent one among the kings of Israel, King David. He was mistaken. Actually, he fell in a major sin when he committed adultery with the woman Bathsheba, and he killed her husband as well. God sent him Nathan, the prophet. David was not only a mere king with the understanding of a person who is in charge of a kingdom. This man was a king and a judge and a psalmist, the man of God. He was everything. This man Nathan came to him, and then he told him, "Thus says the Lord, behold, I will raise up adversity against you from your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of the sun. For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel, before the sun." So David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." David did not object the consequences for what he has done. He did not debate it in the typical way. Why should I be treated this way? I have done a mistake in secret. Why God wouldn't rebuke me in secret as well? Why he has to scandalize me before my people? Why I have to endure all of these? I have done one mistake. I'm going to pay all of this. David, he was one of those people who knew how to hate himself. Not again with the bad meaning of the word. He admitted that I am mistaken. I deserve whatever comes from the Lord's mouth. Even I'm not going to debate and argue against whatever punishment that God would see it fit for me. This is a man who is giving us here a lesson that whenever we are mistaken, we should take responsibility. We should be able to bear consequences. We should not debate or argue whenever we receive a rebuke, because this is something that's beneficial to us. To hate this self also is to believe that I own nothing and everything is his. Why the strife and the struggle among men? It is because we think that we own whatever God gives in our hands. We fight for things that we know that we are not going to take with us to heaven. In the book of 1 Chronicles, we read this. King David was about to offer to God in order for the people to be able to build the temple. He prayed to God and said, O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name is from your hand and is all your own. Even while he is giving, and the people of Israel were giving abundantly, they did not think that I am doing something as a favor to God. God, I am offering from what already you gave me. I like whenever somebody is about to give, that those people, when they about to tithe, they say that I am not giving something to God in order to receive. Actually, I am giving him from what I already received. I am always the one who is indebted to him. Even if I give him everything that I have, it is also from what he gave me. I am not counting something as if like God is indebted. It is the other way. St. Paul also, in referring to what he has accomplished, he used this. When he had greeted them, this St. Paul, when he went to Jerusalem, he told in detail those things which God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. It is not me who has done anything. It's truly God who worked things miraculously through my weakness. This is a person who hates himself, who rejected this self, not to give it any honor, or to steal actually God's honor to himself. In order for us also to hate this self, we have to put this self under discipline. Another thing that this self would hate, would reject, whenever it is time for the fasting, we have all the debates against the fasting. Why we should fast all of these days? Why we should abstain from food and drinks during the weekdays in the morning? Why? And questions. All of these questions are triggered by this self that doesn't want to go into this discipline of fast. St. Paul, the disciple and the apostle of the Lord Christ, the one who preached almost to 2/3 of the world, he says, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have prepared, preach it to others, I myself should become disqualified. This great apostle fears that if he doesn't discipline himself, he might be disqualified. How can we, while we are in our weaknesses, we reject discipline and we say, then I can't. Simply, I don't like. Yes, definitely don't like. But who said that you are requested to do something for this self that the self favors or like? To discipline this self is another also point in how we should hate this self and bring it into subjection. To hate the self also is to be able to forgive rather than to satisfy this self with revenge. Whenever we are hurt, the inclination of the self is to pay back. I will at least make sure that you feel the pain that you caused to me. I am not going to forgive. I'm going to hold this against you, and I will make it that you feel it whenever the occasion is suitable. St. Paul endured a lot of suffering from his people, the Jews. They went after him everywhere he preached. They made his life difficult. Not only so, but they were the people who delivered him to the hands of the Gentiles in order for him to be executed. To the Romans, he writes about those people who persecuted him. I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh. Forgiveness is also one of the signs that tell us that truly I do not allow this self to lead my life. To be honest with you, my brethren, forgiveness is not something we do to others. It is something we do to ourselves. We do ourselves a favor when we let go and we continue with a pure heart. We do not hold a grudge or hatred towards anybody, no matter what. When I hold this fire, it only hurts myself. I'm not hurting anybody by holding grudge or hatred towards anyone. Again, it's the inclination of this self to take revenge, to pay back, to retaliate whenever I can. To hate the self is not to allow it to do so, is to forgive and to do as our Lord taught us. To hate the self also is to reject the self wisdom and not to rely on our understanding. This is another struggle where every one of us always, this is the inclination of the humans, that we think highly of how we think. A lot of us even do not take counsel from anyone. I just know the way. I'm old enough. Even a 15 or 14 years old kid would think of himself that I know better than my parents. They are coming from another country. They have from different generation. They do not understand what I know. Again, to reject this self is a sign also that truly I am on the way to be a disciple. King Solomon says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. How difficult it is in our contemporary time where everyone thinks that if it would be given to me, I would do it in the best way. Every one of us thinks this way, but when we start to reject this self, then we start to take counsel and we ask and we look again. Maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe there is something that I did not consider. Maybe I would like to hear other people's opinion about this, and I think about my stand again in a different way. That's why the virtue of true obedience is very scarce in these days. People listen till you object to what they are doing. Everyone says, Abuna, we'll just do whatever you want. And then whenever we are asking for a counsel, and whatever we hear is different than what we want to hear, then I will find another Abuna or another bishop or whatever, somebody who approves my way of thinking. This is not obedience. There are some key verses about how we understand how we hate this self. The first one is said by St. Paul when he spoke about that myself was not dear to me. I did not count myself as dear to me. I never pitied myself. I never thought that for the sake of myself, I'm going to do this and this. On the contrary, he was always thinking of others and their service and their salvation. The Lord made it clear. If we truly love ourselves, we have to allow this self to be destroyed. I know it is very hard to understand this. Many people reject this, but this is what the Bible is saying. This is a biblical fact. If I want to save myself, I have to expose the self to all kinds of humiliation and all kinds of labor. If I pity this self and pamper the self and keep the self always sheltered, then truly I am endangering my salvation. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.